He might be a police inside.
I've got joy in the struggle. I've got peace in the storm. I've got strength in the battle. I don't fear anymore. I'm a child of heaven, and my hope is secure. I've got joy because I've got Jesus. He gave me beauty for ashes.
Just one right.
No, no.
I remember when he changed my name. From sick to healed, from broke to blessed. Now I can testify that I'll never be the same. My God is simply amazing. He is amazing. That's why I believe. The truth is,
yeah.
was given honor to God, who's the head of my life. I want to thank you. If it had not been for you, I could have died last year, thinking about the last tears, thinking about the last time that I called on you, and you came through. I remember when. My God is amazing.
When it seems like there's no hope for you, give it to Jesus.
Give it to Jesus.
Oh yeah.
Give it to the Lord.
You carried alone. It's time to turn it loose. Give it to Jesus.
Give it to Jesus.
Oh, stress around, crowd your mind, make it so hard for peace of mind. What you need to do, go to the Lord in prayer. I'm a living witness. He will. Try to maintain, but the pain won't go away. Give it to Jesus.
Give it to Jesus.
That's what you need to do.
Give it to the Lord.
Shed all you can shed, had all you can take. Give it to Jesus.
Give it to Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, give it to the Lord.
I know it seems like you can't make it through. So confused. Now let me tell you what you need to do. But my God is working it out for you. Don't worry, don't faint.
Hope is not only the key, it's the major key. See what I did there? Nah, but for real. Contrary to popular belief, hope isn't pretending your current struggle ain't real. It's actually a brave champion mindset and posture to take in the midst of it all.
So you ask me, with all the divisiveness and bigotry and hatred and suffering and sickness and oppression and depression going on in the world, how could you possibly still believe? I'll say it like this, hope. Hope is not the denial of reality. Hope is a commitment to believe greater is on the other side of it. Beautiful people, hope ain't ever canceled. And I want you to know that he's got the whole world in his hands.
Worry, no need to fret, no need to be afraid, when you know who's got it.
He's got the whole world in his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. Got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world. And it's all, yeah, it's all in his hands. All in his hands. Every worry is all in his hands. Every pain, every fear is all in his hands. That problem, that burden, it's in his hands. Yes, it is. Tell me, why should I fear when he's right here? Why would I fear when he's been here? Tell me, what would I fear when God's been here? Oh, why would I feel, yeah, when it's in his hands? When he's right here,
out and touch him, for he is near you. He wants to give you just what you ask for. Oh, oh, there is no measure to his loving favor. Your life can begin. Reach out and touch him.
Say it again, say.
Reach out and touch him. For he is near you.
He wanna give you.
He wants to give you just what you ask for. Oh, oh, there is no measure to his loving favor. Your life can begin. Reach out and touch.
If the woman with the issue of blood was here, she would say,
I am so tired, but nothing seems to work. Spent all my money, grown on the better, only work. What am I to do? What am I to say? By the roadside one day, heard a commotion, had a notion someone was passing his way. He cried, Hosanna, and mercy on me. To see, I come to tell you, reach out and touch him. Oh, 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 for he is near you, so near you.
He wants to give you,
oh my, my, my,
just what you ask.
Bishop Paul Martin,
Don't go nowhere, Bishop. Please, don't.
Y'all know what it say. Blind Bartimaeus was by a roadside one day.
By the roadside one day.
Heard a commotion.
Had a notion.
Someone had passed his way.
Oh,
he cried, Hosanna.
Cried, Hosanna.
Oh, oh, oh.
Just a little moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a little moment.
Yeah, yeah. Every moment.
Every moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The blind man was able to see.
If he was having a night,
yeah,
he'd
yeah.
Return.
Somebody needed
somebody.
Music at its best, and you are catching the wave live here from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Welcome you and thank all of you that's locking in and tuning in around the world. We love you, and we appreciate every chance you get to lock in with us. That's the sounds of Bishop Paul Morton along with Pastor Marvin Whining, and we've got more just like that coming your way right here. All the way up to 5 o'clock today, and we want to thank you and promise that we've got the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music. All right, well, look, I got another song coming up right here. This song, we're going to go back down memory lane. I'm speaking of the sounds of Pastor Al Green, Jesus is Waiting.
Broken down, Jesus is ready. Oh yeah, ah, don't let yourself down. Yeah, standing right there behind you, helping you to make up your mind.
Only salvation. then I go I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me, please. Brother, help me, please. Then he winds up. He winds up knocking me back down on my back down.
think of your goodness, all you've done. It makes me think on a Monday, in the middle of the week, I just feel like late in the midnight. Oh, when I should be crying, you make me want to dance.
Yeah. Gonna warm me up this morning, children. When my eyes, I will close the door. Lord, I can move, yeah. There's a mighty good reason. I got so much. Y'all excuse me. Oh, good God Almighty. Listen, gonna warm me up this morning, children. When my eyes, I would close. Lord, I can move, yeah. Yeah. That's a mighty good reason. I got so much.
Got so much to shout.
Hey. Good God Almighty. Listen, yeah. I had clothes and I had shoes, y'all. Sat down at the table. I had some food to eat. I said, thank you, Lord. Yeah. I know you've been good. That's a mighty good reason. Yeah. I got so much. Yeah. Good God Almighty. Listen. Gonna woke me up this morning. Yeah. Yeah. I was close to y'all. Lord, I can move. Yeah, Lord. That's a mighty good reason. Yeah. I got so much.
Got so much to shout about.
Oh.
I'm home. something like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you.
Thank you.
you have better in you. Come on, sing. Now I will bless the Lord.
I know it was Jesus.
I know it was Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Who made Jesus?
Oh, Lord. I know it was Jesus.
I know it was Jesus.
Who raised
him from the grave?
Oh, I know.
I know it was Jesus.
Hey, Lord Jesus.
I knew the blindness
one day. I know.
I know it was Jesus.
remember that old song right there? They taught us in the old church. I know it was the blood of Jesus that came and saved me. Hey, Lord, one day when I was lost, Jesus, he died upon the cross for me, and I know. Been coming under the blood. You done tried all you can. Oh, but one day, you told the Lord, enough is enough. He sent his only son to save all of us. Told me just the other day, they said, "Rel, you go around singing all over this world, telling everybody about the God you serve." And I told him, "Why you bothering me? He been good to you, just like he been good to me. All you got to do is trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all of your ways. If you walk right, trouble won't last always. I know he did, because he did it for mama. I know he did it, because he did it for daddy. The same God that did it for us, he'll do it for you. Somebody wave your hand if you know what I'm talking about. Somebody lift your voice if you know the Lord did it. He'll heal the sick, he'll raise the dead, he'll feed the hungry. The Bible said it, the Bible said it. 5,000 hungry souls he fed. Well, that ain't all. I said that ain't all. I went a little bit further and I searched the Bible, and it told me there was a man by the name of Lazarus. He had already gone on, lost his life, but somebody said Lazarus just got nervous. Told the Lord, my brother would have been here had he came a long time ago. But the Lord, he went to the grave and told the grave to get up, and Lazarus started walking.
God is up to something. He's doing something in our midst.
We love you, God. Yeah. I'm praying, God, come and turn this thing around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. I'm calling on that name that changes everything. Yeah. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. 'Cause all of my hope is in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough will the name of Jesus. I'm praying, God, come and turn this thing around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. I'm calling on that name
Face this morning. I'll see you move. promise still stands. Great is your why? Still in your why? This is my. You've never failed me, and I never will forget that you never failed me. Not even a possibility. He doesn't have the ability to fail us. We gotta stop putting man's ways on God. He's not gonna fail us like other people have. He's gonna turn it around. He's gonna do it again. He's making ways out of doing. If that's not for nobody else in this room, it's for me. He's gonna turn it around. Do you believe that this morning?
Gospel Radio Network. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. Welcome to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline, heard every day at 12:30 p.m. Call in for your prayer request with pastors standing by to pray with you at 347-215-8049 from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Call now, 347-215-8049. Now, let's go live.
Welcome to the Power of Prayer. To God be the glory. Good evening to all of you. God is good. I want you right now. I want all of you that are listening by way of the internet, those of you that are listening by mobile phone around the world, from Europe, Asia, China, Africa, Bahamas, California, all around the USA. We want to thank you right now, and as we prepare to go into prayer today, we have an awesome woman of God. She's out of New Jersey. Yes, she's out of New Jersey, and she's going to come forth today in prayer to pray for this nation, pray for those of you that are sick, those of you are going through some things that you know that you need help. And we know that help is on the way. Help is already right where you are if you have the faith today to hold on. So today, as we prepare to listen at this woman of God come forth before the Lord in prayer, I want you to touch and agree with us as we hear this woman of God. And as on this good to us, that even he knows when we need rain, he knows when we need the sun to shine, he even knows when we need some cool weather to come in to cool us off. How many of you today have taken time out to tell God thank you? And as the phone began to ring, and as we receive these phone calls from those of you that are calling in right now, I want you right now, I want you to touch and agree with the woman of God, and as we begin to pray with you. Now, before we go to prayer, I know we have some people that's going to be answering the phone, so I want you to bear with us for a moment. I'm going to share with you a scripture. Glory to God. Glory to God. He's worthy. The lines are still open. Call in right now, 347-215-8049. Okay. All right. Well, look, I want you to God be the glory. Hallelujah. God is moving right now. Let me say this to you. He's moving in your presence right where you are. You may be on your bed of affliction, going through some pain in your body. And God wants to heal you right where you are. He wants you to be an example to use his word to let others know that they can be set free today as well. So I'm going to read a scripture to those of you, and it seems like something is holding you down and you just in that place where you want to come out and you just can't come out, for something is continually to try to set you back and try to cause you to go back into that state that you don't want to be in. So as we prepare for this woman of God, I want to read with you right now. I want to read to you Psalms 12. Once again, Psalms 12. And it reads, help, Lord, for the godly man seeth the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity. Every one with his neighbors, with flattering lips, and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips, and the tongue that speaketh proud things. Who have said, with our tongue will we prevail? Our lips are our own? Who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighting of the needed. Now will I arise, said the Lord, I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the violent men are exalted. God wants you to focus on what he's doing. He don't want you to step out and notice and continue to watch your surroundings and focus on what your surroundings and the society is doing. He wants you to focus on what he's doing and what he is preparing for you. And as you even enter right now, help is on the way. Help is right there in your sight. But the only way you're going to get this help that I'm talking about is not going to be in the natural. It's in the spirit. And in order for you to begin to make it manifest in the natural, you have to go through the Son to get to the Father. And one of the ways you can get that breakthrough, whether it's sickness, whether it's a heavy bill that you believe in God for favor that you'll be able to come out it, might be a court date, a court case that you're going through that you're looking to come out, help is on the way. Help is on the way. Maybe you're believing God for your daughter, son, to come back home. And you've been praying, you've been crying, you've been passing the word to others to help you find your son or your daughter, to help you locate where they're at so they can come back home. Well, did you go before the Lord and ask him for the help? And if you went to him, hold on, he's right there. And I can promise you, if you have the faith right now, If you have the faith as the woman of God, come forth to pray with you in a minute, right now. Trusting and believing God by faith, I can promise you that that breakthrough is just a breath away. So as we prepare to touch and agree in prayer on this Thursday, I expect a miracle to manifest in your home, in your community, wherever you are this day. You're going to see the signs begin to come forth. You're going to see the healing begin to take place, and people that you know are going to be giving testimony. You're going to hear the testimonies of those young men that were in prison that supposed to have been there longer than they expected, but they're coming out. They're coming out. Those young girls, they're coming out. Your son that's on drugs is coming off. Your daughter that's on alcohol, she's coming off. I believe today by the word of God that he said if you ask anything in his name, he would be in the midst. And I believe today that God is presently in the midst right now through our trials, our situation, our circumstances. Many of you are expecting God to move today, wherever you are, and I want you right now to literally, if you are touching and agreeing with me, I want you to close your eyes right now. I want you to begin to meditate on the goodness of Jesus and all that he's doing. Not what he's about to do, what he's doing right now that you don't see in the natural, but God's doing it in the spirit. God's angels is protecting you. They're watching over you. Even when you sleep, God is covering you. How many know today he's worthy? How many know today he's a healer? How many know today he's a deliverer? How many have the faith today to just trust him? Do you trust him today? Do you believe in this Jesus? Do you know that this man walked on water? Come on, somebody. I know today that my Redeemer lives. I know today that your Redeemer lives, and he lives within you because he birthed in you something that your mother didn't even know that was in you when she brought you into the world. And that seed is beginning to grow. That seed is beginning to manifest because he has given you a gift, and he wants you to use that gift. He wants you to stir those gifts up that have been sitting there, and he wants them to come up out of where it's been sitting and begin to move according to the word of God. And how many know today? How many know today that God is going to move on your behalf? He's already moving right now. Somebody right now is being set free. Somebody right now is being delivered. Somebody right now, oh my goodness, the doctor said that you couldn't have any children. But look at God. God's word is going to stand. God's word is going to last. It's the word of God. And God's word is not going to return back void. So today, as the woman of God prepared to come to pray, and as she believed by faith, and as she touching agree for you, those of you that are weak right now, that are laying on your bed of affliction, that the doctor said that you can't get up, there's no more that they can do for you. Yes, there is somebody that can do something for you. His name is Jesus, and he's right there waiting to do it for you. So today, begin to call on him as the woman of God come forth to pray with you, and she's going to come forth right now. Let's join her in prayer. Evangelist Linda Pettiford.
Hallelujah. Praise God on today. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with thanksgiving and with singing, dear Father. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, and it is he that have made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pastures. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. This is Evangelist Linda Pettiford. I bring you greetings from the Welcome Baptist Church and the First Love Baptist Church here in the city of Newark, New Jersey. I come to you on today to make a joyful noise unto the Lord through prayer. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, creator of heaven and earth, we come to give you the glory, and we come to give you the honor and the praise on today. We lift you up, and we magnify your holy and everlasting name. Lord, we love you, dear Father. We adore you, dear Father, for you are our King. We worship you today, O Lord, for you are worthy of all of our praise. Dear Father, we give you thanks on today. Among all the chaos that surrounds us, we thank you for protecting us, dear Father. We thank you for every blessing, every trial, and every disappointment, because it strengthens us and it molds us into the people we are destined to be. We thank you for giving us wisdom and courage to face our present battles and the ones that are ahead of us, O Lord. For we know that all things work together for good for them that love you and are called according to your purpose, dear Father. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to live to see another day. We thank you for food on our tables, clothes on our backs, and a roof over our heads. We thank you, dear Father, for dying on the cross for us and washing away our sins. We thank you for blessing us with much more than we deserve. We thank you for being with us and guiding us as we travel along life journeys. We thank you for the wonderful friends and families that you have blessed us with, dear Father. Thank you for keeping them safe and covering them in your precious blood. Lord, we thank you for bringing us the right people into our lives and removing the wrong ones. And we thank you for presenting us with new and wonderful opportunities each day. Lord, we thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. So many times, dear Father, we go through life relying on our own capabilities, knowing that it is only by your grace that the blessings, the success, and the prosperity can manifest in our lives. Lord, we know that you are El Shaddai, all-sufficient one. Help us to remember that you are the source of all our blessings and power. Nothing is too hard for you to handle, dear Father. We ask you, Lord God, for a fresh anointing in our lives on today. You said in your word that when we ask, believe that we have it. Today, by faith, we confess that we can do all things through you, which gives us strength to accomplish all of our dreams and conquer all of our obstacles that are in our way. I declare and decree on today that the strongholds that are preventing us from achieving our goals are broken right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We believe that the Holy Spirit within us will keep us from the oppression of the enemy. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we don't have to stand alone, because you are always with us. For you, our Heavenly Father, has placed the power in us to conquer every hindrance that holds us back. We were created in your image, dear Father. We were created for greatness, dear Father, for we are beautifully and wonderfully made. We are your disciples, dear Father, called to go out to win souls. Thank you for equipping us to study your word so that we can be victorious in all that you have assigned our hands to do. We are not afraid of the enemy on today, but you said in your word, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. We pray, dear Father, that we can heal, that you would heal our land, dear Father. For we know, dear Father, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, you said that if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn away from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and heal the land. We approach your throne on today, dear Father, to ask you to bless our nation, for we know that you are Jehovah Shalom, Prince of Peace, Maker of heaven and earth. Let your power overflow. Bring peace among our countries, dear Father. There's racism all over the land. There is wickedness in high places. Your people are being destroyed by the lack of knowledge. Ignorance has taken over our nation, dear Father. There is hatred and there's deception. But we call on you today in desperation to hold our nation in the palm of your hands. Protect your people in their goings and their comings. I declare and I decree right now in the mighty name of Jesus that all strongholds over the lives of all of us who cannot find their way, that you loosen them. I bind up the devil in the mighty name of Jesus. I cast down every imagination, every high thing that exhausts itself against the knowledge of you. Pour out your, as you heal our land. Touch our leaders, dear Father. Give them knowledge and compassion to make the right decisions, dear Father, for your people. We know that in due time that you will bring your wrath upon all false prophets and corrupt leaders. Bless the sick today, O God, and the shut-ins, dear Father, for we know that you have the power to heal the sick and raise the dead. For you heal the woman with the issue of blood when she touched the hem of your garment, dear Father, and she was made whole. Look upon the poor, the hungry, the homeless, and the oppressed, dear Lord. Lord, we come now to ask your forgiveness of our sins, dear Lord, for we know that we have mistreated others. We have spread rumors, and we have torn down the characters of others. But help us to stop holding on to past sins, dear Father. Help us to forgive others. Forgive us, dear Father, as they forgive our debts and as we forgive our debtors. You, dear Father, is a great example of how to forgive. When they hung you on the cross and they whipped you all night long, they put a crown of thorns around your head, hung you high and stretched you wide. But you asked your Father to forgive them, for they know not what they do. We follow your examples on today, dear Father, for we forgive others for hurting us. Help us to forgive ourselves also, dear Father. Help us to stop holding on to past sins. The Apostle Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before us. Lord, we know that you have forgiven us for our wrongdoings of the past. We are asking you to help us to let go of past sins. Let go of all the guilt that we're feeling today, O God. And some of that guilt, dear Father, that we feel, Satan is using it against us to drive us to drink, dear Father, to use drugs, dear Father, to engage in illicit sex, dear Father. Guilt has driven some of us to mental problems, dear Father, to murder and to suicide, and has tormented many, many souls. Sins are being glamorized today, dear Father. Women are exposing their bodies, dear Father, selling their bodies, dear Father, and men are exploiting women through song. But the devil is a liar on today. We rebuke you, Satan, in the mighty name of Jesus. Devil, you've got to flee out of our lives from God's people, dear Father. We bind up those sins. Loosen the forgiveness, dear Father. Hallelujah, dear Father. For we know we have sinned and come short of your glory. But we know, Lord, that you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God, we know that you will bring us out on today if we just openly confess our sins. Somebody is holding on to some unconfessed sins on today. King David acknowledged his sin was before him day and night. He felt God's heavy hand upon him. But when he kept silent and didn't confess, his bones waxed old. But when we humble ourselves and he humbled himself and confessed his sin before God and he asked forgiveness, then David said, I wait upon you patiently, dear Father, and you heard my cry. You brought me up out of the miry clay and the horrible pit, dear Father, set my feet upon a rock. He has put a new song in my mouth and praise on my lips. We ask in your name to help us to confess those hidden sins that is haunting us. Help us to stop holding grudges against others and plotting revenge. Confess it right now in the mighty name of Jesus and let God do the getting even. For you, dear Father, said that vengeance is mine and I will repay. Hallelujah. For those unconfessed sins, cry out to the Lord on today and tell him to have mercy on you, a sinner, truly that you're truly sorry, and ask God to forgive your past. Even, dear Father, everything that you have done, every bad deed that you have done, my God is faithful and just to forgive you. And he's able to take away all your sins. Hallelujah, dear Father. Hallelujah, dear Father. Creating us a clean heart on today, dear Father. Hallelujah. You have to forgive everyone who have wronged you. And we thank you, dear Father, for cleansing us by your blood shed on the cross for me. Hallelujah, dear Father. Dear Father, help your people to know who you are today, dear Father. Help them to know the power that you show through your character on today, oh God. Let them know that you are the Son of God. You said in your word, dear Father, that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. Let them know that you are the divine teacher who teaches us all things to be examples to the world. You teach us how to live holy, and we thank you, dear Father. Let the whole world know that you are a soul winner who heads up darkness from your children, dear Father. You led the Samaritan woman up out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Let them know that you are the great physician, how you opened the eyes of the blind. You cleansed the lepers, and you made the lame walk, the dumb talk, and you raised Lazarus from the dead. Let them know, dear Father, that you are the water of life, satisfying the thirsty heart, that you give living water so that they will never thirst again. Let them know that you are a defender of the weak, how you defended the woman brought to you to be restored, oh Father. Hallelujah, oh God. They brought her to you to stone her to death, oh God, but you stooped down on the ground and you wrote and you told your accusers, he without sin cast the first stone. And you told a woman to go and sin no more. Let them know, dear Lord, that you are the light of the world, that you demonstrated that when you gave sight and light to the one who was blind. And you told us to let our light shine before men, that they may see our good work and glorify you, which is in heaven. Hallelujah, dear Father. Let them know that you are King of kings and Lord of lords, for you have dominion and glory, that all your people will serve you, dear Father. Your kingdom will not be destroyed. You will reign until you put your enemies under your feet, dear Father. Lord, let them know that you are a servant, dear Father, when you wash the feet of your disciples. Let them know that the greatest among us shall serve, not for others to serve us, dear Father. Let them know that you are the model sufferer, oh God. Through your suffering, we will gain eternal life. You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. By your stripes, dear Father, we are healed. Hallelujah, I pray for all the listeners on today, dear Father. Special prayer for Pastor Kearney, that you, Lord, will strengthen him to withstand all of the pressures that he is under on today. for you have given him a special gift in communications and allowing him to extend your word on the air for so many, many listeners, dear Father. And to all of you that's under the sound of my voice, pray without ceasing, because we know that prayer changes things. Pray continually and watch and abide in Christ. If we ask anything in his name, he will give it to us. He will give us our heart's desire. I know prayer changes things. May God bless each and every one of you, and may heaven smile upon you. God bless.
In the dead, still opening blinded eyes, he still provides, still working miracles, just like before. God is still doing what God does. God is still doing what God does.
Still healing the
sick, still raising the dead,
still
opening blinded eyes.
He still provides.
Ooh.
Still
working, just like before. God is
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watkins coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Gets away.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. God have allowed us to see another brand new day, and we tell God thank you because as he has allowed us to see this brand new day, if we're in the Word and we're studying the Word and we're living the Word, we know that he is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And I tell God, thank you. I thank him that he is the forgiving God, that when we go to him with true repentance from the bottom of our hearts and we really mean it, that he will forgive. He tells us in his Word that as far as the east is from the west. And that's letting us know that we don't have to worry about him bringing it back up anymore. And I tell God thank you. And when we look at the east and we look at the west, we know they will never touch. And I tell God thank you. I thank God for being the God who is the healer, that when the doctor can't do, God can do all things. I thank God for being the miracle worker that can just speak and things will take place and things will change. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for being the God who encamps his angels round about us to protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger. I tell God, thank you. Father God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your son, Jesus. I thank you for your Holy Ghost power. Father God, I thank you for all that you're doing in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you for encamping your angels, God, all around the world in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you for being the God that opened up the door for us to come unto you and give you glory in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you for all things great and small. Father God, we ask in your son Jesus' name that you touch right now, God, it is up, I say, in the name of Jesus, yes, God, that you get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you bind up the hands of Satan right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I ask that you move, God, according to your will and your way, God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you touch, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you and I praise you, God. Oh, Father God, you know the desires of your people, God. And if it be thy will, God, I ask that you move and you fulfill in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask that you touch your apostles, touch your pastors, touch your evangelists, touch your prophets, touch your teachers, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, touch your deacons, God, in the name of Jesus. Anoint afresh in the name of Jesus that you get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, touch our children, God. Thank you for covering them with your blood in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you. I speak salvation right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, move in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you and I praise you, dear God. Oh, Father God, I ask you to go into the schools, God. Encamp your angels, God. Cover them with your blood, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, those that are on college campuses, God. Hey, God, I ask that you cover with your blood, God. I ask that you strengthen them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, give them your heart and your mind, God. Oh, Father God, I come against these worldly things in the name of Jesus, Father God. I ask you to move, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you and I praise you for all things, God. Oh, Father God, anything that I didn't ask for, please don't fail to deliver, God. Not my will, but thy will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you for your Holy Ghost power groaning on our behalf. I thank you for your son, Jesus, interceding on our behalf, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you. I praise you and I glorify you. For it's in your son, Jesus' name, that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God, thank you for being the Almighty God. I tell God, thank you, because as we grow in him and as we get wisdom, we know where all of our help come from. We know where our strength come from. Yes, I thank God for the doctors and the medicine, but I thank God for he is the God that knows what you need, what he needs, she, they, what the whole world needs. And I tell God, thank you. At Christian Life, we have worship service Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. And prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. We ask you to come out and join us if your heart desire. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study, excluding the third Tuesday night. And on the third Tuesdays at 12 noon, we have noonday prayer. We ask you to come out and go in prayer with us. I tell God, thank you. If you can't come, go in prayer wherever you are. Because one thing that I do know is that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for the prayers that went forth for me when I was a sinner and how God covered me with his blood and kept me in the name of Jesus. I thank God for the prayers that go out now from the saints that love God. I tell God, thank you. And on the first and third Tuesdays, Pastor Michael Austin, the pastor of the Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, has come on board to bring the word of God. We ask you to join us. And on second and fourth Tuesdays, it's yours truly, and on Thursdays. But we invite you because, see, it's not about me. I want my God to get all of the glory. I tell God, thank you, because, see, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. See, it's the Word of God. You don't know by say that's going to keep us. And I tell God, thank you, for his Son, Jesus. I thank God for all things. And on the fifth Sunday, March 31st, Christian Life will be coming together with our sister churches, True Way Apostolic Holiness Church and Church Without Walls, as we come together for our Friends and Family Day. And Church Without Walls, for Pastor Matty Crudupus, the pastor, will be the host church this month. We tell God thank you for all things. We ask you to join us as we come together, because when we come together and glorify God, it ain't just about biological family, but it's about family. Remember when Jesus was out and one of his disciples came up and said, your mother and your brother. And Jesus asked the question, who is my family? And he let him know, it's they that do the will of my Father. And I tell God, thank you for his Son Jesus being a powerful teacher. Not only did he teach it, he lived the word. And I tell God, thank you. We ask you to govern yourselves according to the announcements. And as we come back on today, I tell God, thank you for the opportunity to teach his word, but first and foremost, to live his word. And this is not something that we do on Sunday and Bible study or special occasions, but as we live the word of God, we live this word each and every day. And as we live the word, we come out of darkness into the light of God. I always let people know you can't serve two masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. You're going to give diligence to the one that you love. If you love God, you're going to serve him each and every day. You're going to live diligently. You're going to live the word of God. If you're serving Satan, you're not going to live the word. You're still walking in sin. We can't just get rid of the big five and hold on to the little five. But sin has to be dissipated and taken from our lives. One thing I know, that when you're regenerated, we had talked about being born of the Spirit. And we found that we are born again. Not only are we born again, we refer to being born of God. And when we are born of the Spirit, I tell God, thank you, we become new creatures. And as we become new creatures and we are serving the true and living God, and the Spirit of God is living on the inside, I tell God, thank you. When we are born of the Spirit, we become a new person. We're not that old person anymore. And the light of God will shine in us. Ain't talking about a bulb, but I'm talking about the life that we live. And we find that as we are born of the Spirit and we're serving the true and living God, we find that we have the fruit of the Holy Spirit. I tell God, thank you for his Son Jesus and that fruit. When we're serving the true and living God, as I said, we have the fruit of the Spirit. I tell God, thank you, because the fruit of the Holy Spirit, yes, Lord, is the result of the Holy Spirit's presence in our life. And I tell God, thank you, that when we're born of the Spirit, yeah, we do have the gift of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. When we were last together and talking about the fruit of the Spirit, let's look at Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. When we have the Holy Spirit on the inside and we have the fruit of the Spirit, listen to this. It said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And I tell God, thank you. It didn't say fruits with an S, but it said fruit of the Spirit is just one. And we have each and every one of the fruit. I thank God for the fruit of the Spirit. And as we dwell in the true and living God, and we have the Spirit of God living on the inside, we don't serve Satan no more, but we serve the true and living God. I tell God, thank you, that when we have the fruit of the Spirit, it comes into a Christian life that has been changed. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus. When we were last together, we talked about the first part of the fruit of the Spirit, which is love. And I thank God for his love. When we look at love, it is the willing sacrificial giving of oneself for the benefit of another without thought of return. We're going to love just because, as we already established, God is love. I tell God, thank you. When we look at love, we're talking about not our love, because, see, we can't, as a human being, produce spiritual fruit. No, we can't. But it's the Spirit, the Holy Spirit's influence in our hearts that work those miracles that draw us closer unto God. If we don't have the Holy Spirit leaning and living on the inside, then we don't have the fruit of the Spirit. I ain't judging nobody, but I'm telling you what the Word of God says, and I tell God, thank you. When we look at love, did you know we cannot produce the type of love that God desires without the leading and the strength of the Holy Spirit? We can't do it, but the Holy Spirit has to come on the inside and give us that kind of love. I tell God, thank you. We talked a little bit about agape love. I thank God for agape love, because when we look at that, it's that self-giving love. You just give of yourself no matter what. And as we love the way that God loves, see, we're talking about the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and I thank God that love is the first part of that fruit. As we look at the Word of God, I tell God, thank you. Go with me to John, the 15th chapter, verse 13. And the Word of God said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. I tell God, thank you, that when you have that true unconditional love, that love that comes from the Holy Spirit, yes, you will lay down your life. I thank God for his son Jesus going on the cross for all of mankind. He didn't go for no specific people or person, but he gave his life for all of mankind. When you love and you love unconditionally, you will lay down your life for a friend. If we look at verse 12, it said, this is my commandment. This is Jesus speaking, that ye love one another as I have loved you. I thank God for his son Jesus loving us so much. But then he taught us that as sons of God, that he leaves the commandment that this is the love for one another. And he wants us to love the way that he has loved. When we love the way that he loves, we are keeping his commandment. We are doing what he have called us to do. Do you ever remember saying, I'm going to love you, but I'm going to love and feed you out of a long-handled spoon? I tell God, thank you that he gave me wisdom that no, you can't do that. You got to love the way that Jesus loved. You got to be there for the ones that need you the way that Jesus was there for me and is still here for me. When we love the way that Jesus loved, I tell God thank you that he lets us know that greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And I tell God thank you. Verse 14 say, ye are my friends if you do whatever I command you. That's Jesus talking, letting us know that we are his friends if we do what he has commanded us to do. We can't do it the way that man do it, our buddy pals do it, but we got to do it the way that Jesus did it. And I tell God thank you, as we are obedient to him and do what he say to do, that we're going to abide in his love, not our love and the way we do things. We're going to find that we're going to love one another. We have that love that's unconditional for one another. And I tell God thank you for his son Jesus and how he taught us to do things his way. When we love, babies, do you know you can love your enemy and you do it genuinely? You don't love the sin. You don't love the hate. You don't love the malice. But you got to love the way that Jesus loved. And I tell God, thank you. And if you think I'm telling you something wrong, let's look at Luke 6. God, I thank you. Verse 35. And the word of God tells us, but love ye your enemies and do good, and then hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and unto the evil. I tell God, thank you, that we got to love our enemies. Jesus spoke these words. And do good. We got to give and not want nothing in return. The word of God let us know those things that we do in secret, he will reward us openly. And so man can see. And I tell God, thank you. Because see, when I do something, it ain't that I get kudos and go, yeah, girl, you did an awesome thing. But I want God to be glorified. I don't have to tell nobody what I did, because when we do it in secret, he will reward us openly. And I tell God thank you for his son Jesus teaching us to do things his way. I tell God thank you for his son Jesus coming. He had everything that he needed, but he came that he might give us what we need. First and foremost, that unconditional love. See, when you have the fruit of the Holy Spirit, you love just because. When you have the fruit of the Holy Spirit, that lets me know that the Spirit of God, that you have been born of God, that you've been born again. You're not that old person. You are a new creature in Christ. When you've been born again and you love unconditionally. Listen to this. It says it is because of love that God carried out his plan to save the world. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. I tell God thank you for his Son Jesus. Listen to this. It said, it's only the love that we can keep the greatest commandments. With God's love, we have to keep them. Because, see, that was what he told us to do. And when we are obedient to our Heavenly Father and his Son Jesus and the Holy Ghost, the Word of God let us know. Looking at Mark 12:30-31, I tell God thank you for the Word of God. Mark 12:30-31. It said, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment, and I tell God thank you. Verse 31 saying, the second is like, namely this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. I tell God thank you that his Son Jesus taught us that first and foremost, we got to love the Lord our God. I keep telling you, babies, you can't serve two masters. And if you're serving the true and living God, you're going to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. Yes, Lord. And when we love him, Jesus, and God the Father, and the Holy Ghost, with all of our hearts, I tell God thank you that we are walking in obedience to the Word of God. We just got to love. You can't buy love. You can't make up love. You just got to love with your whole heart and with your mind, I tell, and with your soul, I tell. God, thank you. And then when he came back and let us know that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Ah, I tell, God, thank you, when we just love just because. I tell God, thank you, that when we look at 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, and how it teaches us about love and how we should love. I tell God, thank you for his Son Jesus being the one that came and taught us all that we should do. I tell God, thank you for his word, because when we have the spirit of the fruit abiding in us, that lets me know that the Holy Ghost of God resides on the inside. That lets me know that we've been born again. That lets me know that we have been born of God. And when we have the fruit of the Holy Spirit, not fruits, but fruit of the Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside, you're going to find that you have what is called the fruit of joy. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I tell God, thank you, that you can't have just one, but you have to have the fruit of the Spirit dwelling on the inside. We've already told you that if you got the fruit of the Spirit dwelling on the inside, you have the Holy Spirit. You have everything that you need. And I tell God thank you for his son Jesus coming and dwelling on the inside. When you have the fruit, not fruits, I have heard them say the fruits of the Spirit, but the word of God let us know that it's just the fruit of the Spirit. Not only do we have love dwelling on the inside, but we have joy, we have peace, we have long-suffering, we have gentleness, we have goodness, we have faith, and I tell God thank you. We have meekness, we have temperance. When we come back, God's willing, we're still going to be talking about the fruit of the Spirit. And in order to have the fruit of the Spirit, we must be born again. We must be born of God. I tell God thank you. And this is not just something that we talk. This is a life that we got to live. And we got to love our enemies just as we love our Heavenly Father. God bless you. God bless you. We thank NFI Radio for this opportunity to come and teach his word. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer. If I suffer,
That's a good place to praise him. Peace is the fruit of God's spirit, and you ought to say something. Hug somebody behind you and say, I speak peace. Let there be peace. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. I said, glory to God. In spite of the circumstances, I speak peace. In spite of the sickness, I speak peace. In spite of the killing, I still be. Oh.
It belongs to me. Salvation belongs to me. And I have everything to make salvation complete. 'Cause I know the work is already done.
the power of his blood, I know it's mine. It belongs to me.
It belongs to me. Healing belongs to me. And I have everything that makes my
Oh, yeah.
tried a lot of things, but we can say that only you can satisfy. We've searched all over, and we found that only you can satisfy. Somebody just tell him that. Say, only you can satisfy. You satisfy us, God. Only you can satisfy my heart. Only you can satisfy my soul. Only you can satisfy my heart. Jesus, Jesus, sing that. Only you can satisfy. Yes, Lord.
My heart.
Only you.
Only you can satisfy my soul.
Say only you.
Only you can satisfy.
Yes, Lord.
My heart. Jesus. Jesus.
Sing it one more time. Say only you can satisfy.
Only you.
What the world has offered, I have to come again, again and again. Oh, but just one drink of the living water, I'll never thirst again, never thirst again. Sing only you. The world has offered, I have to come again, again and again. But just one drink of this living water, I'll never thirst again, I'll never thirst again. And Jacob's well will never do, so I will draw from. So world will never do, so I will draw from you. Say, Jacob's well will
never do,
so I will draw.
I will draw from you.
So world will never
do,
so I will draw.
Cause only you can satisfy my heart.
Can you sing it?
Only you can satisfy.
Sing it out.
Only you can say,
yeah.
My heart,
yes, God.
Jesus,
oh my God.
Jesus. It belongs to me. Salvation belongs. And I have everything to make salvation complete.
Hallelujah.